Hey there, welcome to the BL podcast as part of the NDA at 10 series. Today we will discuss a much talked about issue of India's growing stature as an attractive manufacturing destination for the global manufacturing giants. India has over the last 10 years from 2014 to 2024 made rapid strides towards evolving into a global manufacturing hub. It has rolled out a slew of initiatives including the Make in India program and the Production Linked Incentives scheme towards this end. Post-COVID, there has been an acceleration in this journey, with India now emerging as an attractive destination for manufacturing FDI and is getting some terrific interest from global manufacturers who have been keen to diversify their supply chains. Business Line spoke to R. Dinesh, President of the Confederation of Indian Industry and Executive Chairman at TVS Supply Chain Solutions, on India's manufacturing journey over the last 10 years. Listen in.
Good morning, Mr. Dinesh. Thank you so much for joining our BL podcast on manufacturing. This is a special series on NDA at 10, and this time the focus is on Indian manufacturing and how manufacturing has progressed in the 10 years of NDA government. Thank you so much for joining us. So the first question I have to you is, how do you see the climate for manufacturing in India, and what score on a scale of 1 to 5 would you like to give for NDA's performance on manufacturing?
Thank you, Srivats, and pleasure to be here with you as well today. I think if you look at from the India context of manufacturing, manufacturing is a very important focus area for everyone. I don't like to give scores, but I would say we have done very well in terms of making sure that we not just become focused on manufacturing, but India becomes integrated into global value chains and global supply chains. And that for me is been the big difference from, I would say, in the last 3-4 years in terms of becoming visible from global manufacturing, and also building the capacity and the capability in various areas. And of course, you know, there are so many product capacities which we have built up. We have had significant investments taking place by overseas investors to support their operations for the world from India. So I think for me, it is the coming of age of manufacturing, if I can say that, from an India context, which has made the big difference.
Sure. And you won't want to give us a number between the on the score that you would like to
give? Yeah, I never like to score, because it's very difficult to say that, you know, it is a 5 or 4 or 4.5, whatever. Okay. But I would say it's a fairly very well done, very high level of visibility and achievement have happened. So that's the way I will put it.
Great, sir. So next question that I have is the... what, according to you, has been the game-changing initiative or initiatives in the 10 years of NDA on the manufacturing front? If you could elaborate on that initiative as well.
See, I would put it as not one. Obviously, as you said, it is initiatives. Mm-hmm. But I think the first focus was, I think, the Atmanirbhar scheme. And I mean, the Atmanirbhar, it is not about, you know, protecting yourself, but self-reliant in terms of being able to build the capacity to manufacture. So if I take the phone as an example, all of that really came out of that scale, came in India, came out of that Atmanirbhar focus. And I think it was very well, it has been very well understood by the world also, that it is all about not protection, it's not protectionism, but it is about building scale and capacity in India for making, really a big difference when it comes to the manufacturing as a sector. I would also say the focus on the cost of doing business has been a big initiative, right? So it's a combination of the cultural change of Atmanirbhar, coupled with the focus on the cost of doing business. And finally, now in the latter part of the year, I think specific focus targeted areas with the PLI scheme and the support which has happened in that has, I would call it, placed India clearly as the destination of choice. Right. And I've been saying this before, but I want to repeat this, because for manufacturing, it is the most crucial element, if I can say that. People are coming to India for the domestic market. When they come in and they see that India is cost competitive, then they start really using it as a global hub. And that is what has made the change from a manufacturing perspective for us. So if you go back and say Atmanirbhar was a cultural change, and the focus on the cost of doing business and making sure that India become very competitive in terms of getting integrated into the global supply chains has been the two big initiatives or two big focus areas which has helped manufacturing achieve what it has achieved.
So just to supplement that, last year saw a minor dip in the FDI, right? So do you think that will stand reversed because the platform is well set for manufacturing to take off?
See, FDI and manufacturing should not be linked with each other. Okay. Because they are completely, I would call it, different focus areas, because the FDI includes all the investments which comes into the country.
Mm.
I think from, if you look at from practical ground level today, as I said, there is significant capacities being added in India for manufacturing. And when I mean capacity, I'm not talking about investment, but I'm talking about manufacturing.
Okay, focus. Both the domestic as well as the
overseas. Oh, that's the way I would
Great, sir. Thank you for that. So my last question is on what do you think the next government should focus on? What is the unfinished agenda on manufacturing? Is it easing of regulatory compliance? And what can be done to enhance the share of manufacturing in the overall GDP? Because the GDP has tremendously grown, the share of manufacturing seemed to be stuck around 16 to 17%.
Good question. And if I step back and look at it, I think the major steps have been taken by at the central level. And each of the states are looking at attracting investments in their own way, right? So if I combine these two and say the focus has got to be on further enhancing the, I would call it, reform agenda for supporting manufacturing. And this includes big ticket reforms like land and labor. And this will also mean that the states and the center come together in terms of making sure that we are really looking at this as a huge opportunity to create a manufacturing paradigm shift, right? So it's, I would call it, more a continued focus and building the consensus from the state side to make sure everybody are together from an approach perspective. The last comment I would make, the cost of doing business, which has been a significant focus now, I think is always a moving target. So, you know, you will always say that once you have achieved something, you will say, I want to achieve something better. And here the benchmark is not, one country in the world like China or something. But here we are speaking about various other Asian countries who are, you know, our regular potential opportunities for the same customers or the same manufacturers to move to other locations. So we should have that as a, I would call it, moving target, which I think is a very close focus for all of us.
So your expectation is the next dispensation should move the needle on both land and labor?
On the big ticket reforms, of
on
course.
On the big ticket structural reforms.
Yes, because, I mean, they have been well discussed. Mm. As I said, it is now important that we move on to that as well.
So is there a number you could leave me on the share of manufacturing that we should aspire
to? See, again, that's something which at least in CII we never do for two reasons. One, as you said, it is a moving, within the GDP numbers. But I think what is important is that we see the absolute number growth and growth significantly. So if the GDP grows X, it should manufacturing be disproportionately growing? Maybe, maybe not. But as long as it grows, I think that's more important. So I don't want to give a percentage and say it should be X percentage, because it becomes very complicated to look at it from a pure, because what is important for the economy is growth. And where it comes from, yes, is important, but it is not the sole goal.
And you do see the gross value added getting improved year on year, which shows that manufacturing is delivering, right?
I think I had told you this in an earlier occasion also. Mm-hmm. I strongly believe that nobody is going to come in and say, I'm going to be doing 100% value add in a new country on day one. Even if I'm an Indian manufacturer moving into an overseas location, on day one, even which has got all the capability and the know-how in that country, I may still not say I will do everything, because it is still a distant geography for me to know and control. So I think it is a stage-by-stage process. It will take its time and we have to be patient.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And thank you, Mr. Dinesh, for sharing your perspectives on manufacturing.
Thank you. And as I said, always a pleasure to be here.
Same here. Thank you, sir.